The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on Kiss.
Are you there, Robbie?
Yeah, I'm here.
It was revealed because Savannah was taking care of your cat over the weekend while you were away that you have a horseshoe hanging on your wall, and it's been hanging upside down for as long as you can remember. Even in your old place, you hung it this way.
Yeah.
And Savannah, your girlfriend knew that it was bad luck to hang a horseshoe upside down?
Exactly. I don't know how she knew, but...
Well, I think it makes total sense. My brother, who was a cowboy... Or is a cowboy? Or once a cowboy, always a cowboy, Dylan?
Is he
a cowboy life?
He wants to be a cowboy.
Well, he rode bulls.
I know, but he hasn't ridden a bull for years.
Well, he's over 50 years old. I don't know if you still can ride a bull.
He's not over 50, is he?
I think so. Yeah.
Your brother's 50?
Or 40. Yeah. Well, how old am I? 45?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. He'll be 50 this summer.
Yeah,
so he's 49 years old.
Yeah.
I think that's too old to ride a bull.
No way.
But he rode bulls for like 2 years. He was on the circuit.
Yeah, he lives in a house inside of a community. I don't think he's a cowboy anymore.
Oh, you can't live in a house in a community and be a cowboy?
No, I think you got to be on a farm to be a cowboy.
I think you're a farmer if you're on a farm.
No, or a rancher.
at the very least.
I don't think you can live in the city and be a cowboy.
Robbie, can you be a cowboy and live in the city?
Yeah, you just commute.
Commute to what?
The farm.
To the rodeos? I think cowboys participate in rodeos.
Not necessarily.
Where? What is a cowboy, now that I think about it?
Cowboy has nothing to do with just rodeo.
You got to watch Yellowstone.
I'm not watching Yellowstone, Robbie.
Come on. It'll tell you all what you need to know
what
about
is a cowboy then in Yellowstone?
Well, they wrangle. So they on the ranch.
I thought that was a wrangler.
Yeah, but they're cowboys.
Yeah, so
but
I don't
their
think
job is wrangling.
I just don't think you can live in a high rise and be a cowboy.
He doesn't live in a high rise,
but he lives in a community, and like the most cowboy esque thing he does is wear boots.
But it's Red Deer.
It's closer, but I don't think that's cowboy.
So, Robbie, what did you learn on Yellowstone about cowboys?
Well, I didn't learn a whole lot because it's pretty self-explanatory.
Well, explain it to me because it's not to me. I always thought my brother was a cowboy. Now I'm learning a lot about my brother in recent months, Dylan. now I'm learning here that he's not a cowboy?
I don't think he's a cowboy. And I don't think, like, since very, very young, he was a cowboy. Like, at this point of his life, he's just a guy who wears
rain. A cowman.
Okay. So, anyway... my brother used to say, though, you never put your hat upside down because all the luck falls out.
Okay.
Of a cowboy hat or whatever he was.
And according to Yellowstone, you can't put a hat on a bed.
A lot of superstitions with these cowboys or ranchers or wranglers or whatever the hell they are. But Robbie's got a horseshoe that's pointing upside down, hanging on his wall, and it has been for as long as he's had this horseshoe.
Now, here's the thing I've read about the horseshoe after Savannah brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
Most people say that if it is pointed up, it catches the luck. Pointing it down, all the good luck would be lost.
Makes sense.
There are some people that say that if you have it pointing down for those entering your home,
mm-hmm.
the good luck will be poured upon them. So, Robbie, you're giving rid of all your good luck to anyone that comes in your house. So just all these trifling girls coming through.
Oh, how dare you.
Been so successful. That's why your ex-girlfriend is happily married with a baby now, Robbie.
There you go. You poured all your luck to her.
Yes. Okay.
That must be it.
So you're supposed to hang a horseshoe like above the door, like mistletoe, and it showers your guests with good luck?
I guess so.
Okay. Well, Robbie needs some good luck of his own. So let's turn this thing upside down or right side up, I guess. Robbie, are you ready to do this?
Yeah, I'm right here with it. I found some nails.
Okay, good.
So we're all set. Now, does it have to be by the door? Because I don't keep it by the door.
No, put it wherever you want, I think, Dylan, right?
Yeah, I don't think it matters. I just think if it is pointing down, it's showered upon those entering your home.
Okay, here we go. Here is our...
Okay, hold on.
Turn the luck around. It is time for the good luck ceremony. Robbie's upside down horseshoe that has led to a decade and a half of bad luck. We're going to get this thing altered. There we go. Like everything.
Okay.
Missing airplane rides, Dylan.
Yes.
Being stranded in places.
Could you imagine if it all comes back to this?
Having a girlfriend leave and take all of his things. Robbie, what other episodes of bad luck have you experienced through the years?
There's just so many. Like you said, special assessments.
His wheel flew off of his vehicle on Jasper Avenue, flew across four lanes of traffic.
Right.
Yeah, just all sorts of things just randomly happen. All right. Hopefully this helps. It's upside down, right side up now?
Well, the open part points up, right?
The open point part's up now.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's catching all the good luck.
Yes.
So you have good luck coming and probably starting now.
You think so? So what should I do then?
Immediately go and get a lottery ticket.
Yes.
Yes. Yes!
Robbie, it's okay. All turning around. Okay, get back here. We got to do the weigh-in.
True. Oh, but I got to stop by. I got to get a lottery ticket.
That's right. Get the lottery ticket and get here. You've got a couple minutes. We'll do the weigh-in for the race to 200. Week number 3 begins, okay?
Thanks, guys. I appreciate your support.
Robbie.
Yeah?
Good luck.
Take a picture of it. Yeah. Turn on a light or your flash.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
All right, see you in a bit there, Robbie.
Okay, bye.
Things are going to turn around, Dylan. I can feel it, right?
And if good luck comes to him, by association, guys, good luck comes to us.
We're going
to
get some of that, aren't we?
I think so.
All right.
Good.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on Kiss 91.7.
Morning, guys.
Ashley was listening last hour to a segment we were doing. Remember when that guy called up to apologize to us because he got mad at us and reamed us out a few months ago and said, "That's it, you guys, I'm never listening to get an award." And how rewarding it is to feel when somebody apologizes at your workplace, right? If a customer yells at you or, you know, like Robbie said, that guy that yelled at him for when he worked at Visions and he dropped a TV on the parking lot trying to load it in the car.
It's kind of Robbie's fault.
You know, and then people write letters. Like, the number of times people will tell our bosses.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Write an email, right?
Always.
Or write the Canadian Broadcast Standards Council.
That's happened.
RTC. Oh, my God. Enough of that, would you?
Yeah.
Come on, you big baby. Take a joke. Anyhow.
You did say some pretty offensive things.
It happens, but it feels really good when somebody says, you know what? I was wrong. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it feels even better, I would hazard a guess, to be the one apologizing.
Okay.
And to walk away going, you know what? That wasn't as embarrassing as I thought. Ashley?
Yep.
You did it yesterday.
I sure did.
She apologized. She admitted she was a jerk.
I like this. Who did you have to apologize to?
Payroll, HR.
Whoa. It was a long day of apologizing, Dylan. Okay.
What happened there?
Yeah.
I have continuous payroll issues for about 2 years now, so I kind of blew a gasket Monday.
Let me guess, it was one of these, your internal, or when you get home, you go, those idiots in payroll, they don't know how they're doing. Why don't they just simply do this or the other thing, right? That was you? You
could
do
better than
we all do it.
I can do it way better than they can.
Yes.
How did the apology go down, and did they really take nicely to it?
Yeah, he was actually shocked when I called. He was speechless and said, I have no idea what to even say. I've never had anyone apologize to me.
Wow.
So he must get yelled at kind of often.
And maybe he's just useless, a real turd on the job.
No. Good thoughts.
Well, the one thing that I've noticed when people are shocked and speechless and don't know what to say and their jaw hangs wide open when you apologize.
Yeah.
It means maybe you don't apologize very much. It might be time to kind of look in within yourself a little bit.
Something to think about.
Yep. Do you believe you were forgiven, the key component to any apology?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I hope so. We'll see next payroll in a couple of weeks if I was paid properly or if he maybe punishes me for screaming at him a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
they do have final say on your paycheck.
Unfortunately, they do, so
the
yeah.
Crankpot discount, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, here's an idea that Big Pepper just had.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right. What if...
You gotta stop calling yourself Big Pepper.
I like it. Nobody else does.
I know.
I do.
What? Thanks, Robbie. What if we took everybody's job? And I don't know if it's possible where you work, Ashley, but hear me out on this, right? Like, Savannah, you're going to work at a golf course in 2 weeks, right?
Interns.
You know, real job of the future.
Yeah.
And what if everybody took their job, and for 1 week, like in the down busy time, right? Like the downtime when it's not as busy.
Okay.
Everybody rotated clockwise, one department clockwise.
Oh, God.
And you had to learn that person's job. And not because you were going to develop skills in that position, but to understand what it is they have to go through. Because how prevalent is the theory, I could do what they do. God, they're just an idiot.
I've often said, especially working in a restaurant, that you should, before you're allowed to order at a restaurant, you should have to work in one.
Every position.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Right? So if you want to come in and have a night out, you have to work in a restaurant in order to understand it first.
Okay.
Because people come in and think that everyone around them is a servant, and that we're there to treat you like a king or a queen,
right? And if there's one little thing wrong with your meal, you're not trying, and they're useless.
Yes, exactly. So I always said, like, there should be prerequisite to walk into it. Yeah, have you worked in one before? No, I haven't. Okay, you can't eat here. Plain and simple, just like that.
Like, Ashley, if you went and spent a day working in payroll, the person you were complaining about, you'd probably never complain because you'd be like, oh, man, that is a tough job. I don't understand how to work that system or whatever, right?
That is exactly true. And people don't recognize that we don't know what the other person's job is.
No, we
and
just
what
think they're an idiot.
Yeah, exactly.
What a terrible commentary on our society that our first conclusion about other people are that they're an idiot.
Yep.
And we have to work backwards that maybe they're not.
Yes, but that's
like,
just...
Why does it go the other way around?
And we're not even taking into account like what their day was like,
right.
What happened in their life,
yes.
The major depression they're facing right now, the fact that they can't get out of bed most days but did anyways.
I think Big Pepper's on to something.
Oh, dear.
Here
you
we go,
what? This Big Pepper again.
Ashley, go do somebody else's job today. Tell us how hard it is, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Love you, Ashley. That's very big of you to apologize. Congratulations.
Thank you. I felt really good afterwards.
Yes, it does
right.
Feel good. Thank you, Ashley. I think we've got to start this. Apologize to people you wrong kind of movement.
I love it. I think it's great. I remember I did it maybe a year and a half ago at the IKEA.
Yeah.
Because I had an incident.
Oh, God, you and the customer service incident.
And yeah. I ended up going back 2 days later. But it was really not really that rewarding because I found the person and I said, listen, and they just said, yeah, happens all the time. And that's all they said. I was like, no, but and that was it.
You drove all the way to IKEA.
I did. Just to say sorry.
I think it's good to retract something you initially complained about and to feel good from it afterwards and to do somebody else's job. I'm going to get to work on that now.
Whose job could you do around here?
Well, nobody's here right now, but... I don't know. Engineering looks kind of cool.
Oh, that would be a disaster.
No. Little wires and computers
over
there.
You can't do that. No.
I'm going to think about it.
You have a hard time with Alt-Control-Delete.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
We've got a yeehaw right on yeehaw. Yeehaw right on whatever it's called. You ready to do it? Here we
yeehaw!
Go. We like to do this around here when something big happens in your life. You tell us, and we celebrate with a good old-fashioned yeehaw right on. Okay? It's Jody, correct?
Jody.
Yeah.
What up, Jody?
Not a whole lot. What about you guys?
Not a whole lot. I beg to differ, Jody.
What's going on with Jody?
Jody, why do you need a yeehaw right on?
Well, Friday night, I bought a house.
Hey!
Yeehaw right on!
Is this your first house?
It is.
Isn't that a nice feeling?
It is. I'm very excited. It's still being built, so I don't get possession until August. So,
I mean, that's still, it's worth it. It's going to be a yee-haw
right on. Now, is this for you and your family, or did you buy this on your own? Are you a single? What's the deal?
For me and the boyfriend, we both bought it together.
Oh,
sign some paperwork.
I don't know about this, huh? How long you been with this guy?
5 years.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeehaw! Right on!
Do you like the guy?
Of course.
Yeehaw! Right on!
How many times have you fought in 5 years?
Oh, lost count.
Right on.
That's not good.
No.
Jeez. Okay. Good luck.
All right.
They're just over the little things, like whose turn is it to do this?
Yeehaw! Right on!
Hey, make sure you get some paperwork, though, for real.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah.
Like what?
One that says when they fight again and they separate, they both can live somewhere.
Yeah. Okay.
Not everybody separates, Dylan.
Okay.
A lot of people live happily ever after.
Sure.
Yeehaw! Right on!
And the other 50% are happy that they're not having a happily ever after.
Yeehaw!
Right on! Congratulations on the new house, Jody.
Thank you, guys.
Take care. See you later. Love you.
That's nice.
Love you, too.
That's a good, hey, buy your first house. Huh?
Yeah, that's a great feeling.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on Kiss 91.7.
Can I ask you another question about the vaccine now that you're about, you know, a little 12 hours removed from getting the vaccine?
Sure.
Did you get the runs?
Nope.
Whew.
Are you really concerned about that?
I've been reading. A lot of people have been getting the runs.
That's
but
such a minor thing.
We know
thing.
You will get the runs. We know this.
You will get the runs?
Well, you will.
You get the runs regularly.
I know. That's the problem.
You're always running.
Well, so can you imagine me if I take something that gives me the runs?
I wouldn't leave your
what
house.
What on earth would happen to me?
I would stay close by.
Those two boys in the room with you.
Well, and this goes back to the question yesterday. Would you have the runs or vomit? And you guys said you would way rather have the runs than vomit.
Oh, yes,
which
time.
Is insane
vomit.
To you.
No, that is the most common thing on the planet.
Vomit's one and done.
No. No, the runs. Give them to me. I'll take the runs for a week over puking once.
Dad, no, you would not.
Absolutely.
No, never.
No, that's a
never.
True statement.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no. That
oh,
is
that's a one-word
statement.
Answer right now. That is a one-word answer.
Okay.
Okay, see
vomit.
You later. Yeah, vomit for sure. Okay,
never.
Got to go do this one-word answer. See you later, Gerald. Keep up with the journey, man.
Yep. Okay. Talk to you next week.
Love it. The phone number is 780-4260-917. I didn't know you were going to take such a hard stand on this, Dylan. You're going to get killed.
No way. I stand behind it. Robbie, where are you on this?
I would rather have... Well, I wouldn't want the runs for a week.
Remember, it's runs for a week
runs
versus
a week?
Vomiting once.
Yep.
Yep.
You're saying this to be different.
I'm not. I promise you, if I was given that option, if there was like two levers and I could pull either one,
yeah,
I'm pulling that the one that lasts a week every time.
Like, when you say the runs, is it more like a jog? Or is it like...
That's a full-on sprint.
Full-on sprint?
Well,
for a week?
It's come and go.
Yeah.
It's 10 and twos.
Oh, boy. To get some relief.
Yeah, you're getting relief.
I would do the... I would have to say
let's see. This is going to be a clean sweep, Dylan. You ready to lose this one, hands down?
I don't want to lose it, but that's my personal opinion.
Good morning. Remember, for an entire week, you can't go too far from the bathroom.
No, that's not true. You can go far from the bathroom. You just have the runs.
Okay. Or one vomit one time.
I would honestly take the run for a month over vomiting one
time. Yeah, I'm a month, buddy.
I hate throwing up. It's the worst.
I can't stand it.
But it's one and done.
Oh, no.
No, it's not one and done. You feel so bad after your throat hurts, your stomach hurts. It is
sometimes.
Not one and done.
That
burn.
Your nose, your eyes.
The burn is uncomfortable. I'm not going to
question
that.
The lead-up's uncomfortable, too. It's just like that weird feeling.
When you put
like,
your finger down your throat to get
to expedite. Never would I do that ever.
You got to expedite this.
No.
Robbie, never. Do you expedite?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got
get
to.
It
once
with.
You feel it brewing.
Nope.
You just, yeah. Good morning. Which one?
I would vomit once.
Yeah. Once. Okay, he's okay. Going for vomit. Logical. Once. Okay, 1-1. First one
sense.
To five.
Ugh.
Hi, Kiss. Good morning.
Good morning. I would go with the puke.
Which, you're going with the vomit
okay.
once?
Okay.
Vomit once.
Okay. All right. Dylan.
All the text messages are really coming in on my side, so
get
I want these people
it.
To
no,
call.
No, good morning, Kiss.
I would rather vomit once.
Yeah.
Really?
Dylan, you said for an entire week.
I'm
that's
fine
where
with
you
that.
Made the mistake.
I'm still fine with it.
What if it was for a day?
I'm celiac, so I know what it's like to live with the runs. It's not good times.
It's not fun, no.
So I would rather vomit, yeah. without a doubt.
Oh, yeah. Never.
Yep. Thank you. What is that score now? 4-1, Robbie?
4-1.
Here we go to wrap it all up, Dylan.
That's 3-1.
3-1. 3-1.
3-1.
Oh,
not
like the
wrap.
Right.
Okay. Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Which one?
Vomit.
There it is.
4-1. Really?
Thank you. Yes, it's... Look, they're both very unpleasant, okay?
Oh...
But
vomiting's
if you're
going
to choose one...
Yeah, every time.
Get it over with.
Hi, Kiss.
No.
Hello?
Hey.
Go ahead. Which one?
I'm going to go with runs for a week.
What?
Yes. Yes. Thank
runs
you.
For a week.
Amen
puking,
to that.
Puking once is too much.
Puking once is too much?
Mm-hmm.
I always
just
feel
once
good
is
after.
Too much, you guys.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
All right.
Amen.
Runs for a week. I'm with you, Pepper.
Runs for a week is... everybody likes... Good morning, Kiss.
100% the runs.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No, 4-3.
Oh, my God. No way.
Yes.
No, puking is the worst. It's, your stomach
no,
hurts.
No, but just once. Just once.
No, the runs are whatever. You sit on the toilet and you go on Instagram.
Exactly.
Like,
you're on Hinge. You're on Tinder. It don't matter.
It's the best. You can swipe right while you're on the cam.
Amen.
All right. What is that? 4-3 now,
4-3 for vomit.
How did you meet?
Oh, there we go.
How did you and Dad meet? Well, I had the runs and I swiped right.
Going on
oh, something's
here.
Wrong with the phone.
We might not
okay,
be able to.
Go.
Oh, there we go. Now we've got one here. This could be the end right here. Good morning.
I'll vomit.
There it is.
Yay!
Well,
it was a close run.
Yeah.
It was a close one.
What's the matter with you, Dylan?
Yeah,
Dylan.
There's nothing wrong with me.
An entire week. That's where you blew it.
There's so many people that still right. agree with me.
Love you. Thank you very much.
Love you.
Okay, there it is.
It wasn't a landslide like you thought it would be.
I did. Yes, you're right. Congratulations, Vomit. You won.
Ah.
That's weird.
That is.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
Okay, are you ready for another move off here?
Yeah, let's do this.
Okay, so this is... Dylan helped a buddy move over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
He said it went swimmingly. It was one of those moves.
That,
this rewarding, flawless move at the end of it. And I said, I love helping people move when you get that reward at the end, but there are tough items to move.
Right.
So now we're having round two of the move off. Now we're going to go with Ken. Robbie, you can relate to Ken. Good
okay.
morning, Ken.
Hey.
Okay, Ken, hardest thing you've ever had to move?
Commercial grade pool table.
Ah,
commercial grade. So that's like what, the billiard clubs?
Yeah, you remember Reds?
Yep.
They used to have those pool tables there. It's one of those.
With the with the coin slot.
It didn't have the coin slot. They had a little table there, and they gave you the balls once you paid, and you went to your pool table, right?
Yeah, I don't think the coin slot is what made it heavy and awkward, Robbie.
Fair. How do you get, I'm just trying to think, unless you have like a walkout basement, how do you get it into your basement as a pool table?
It disassembles.
Middle of it disassembles?
Well, the legs would come off?
The flat part of it is three sections of slate.
Did not know that?
No. What?
Learning a lot this morning.
Of slate? That's a heavy move.
But then you'd have to get it refabricated.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got pool table. Now, Robbie's going to probably vote for you because he had to move a pool table. You had to cut out a wall, you were saying earlier this morning.
Yeah, and it wasn't a big one like you had. It was just like, I think it was like 8x4, maybe, but we had to actually cut out framing of a basement. Not just the wall, not just drywall, the actual framing.
How badly did they want to play pool?
You got to love pool.
You really do.
Once you make that investment and you don't measure ahead of time. Like Pepper's saying, they don't take into account.
Never measure. When I buy furniture, I never measure.
Yes.
So I bought a fridge one time that didn't fit in the gap. I thought all fridges were the same size.
No.
Okay, I couldn't even get it in.
No.
A little gap that they built?
Yeah, exactly.
You've learned this lesson numerous times. You think you would be a measurer.
Nothing
by now.
Fits in my life, right? My dad's truck doesn't fit in my garage. A damn fridge doesn't fit. I couldn't get a couch in my basement.
Just, there's these little tapes, and they got like the measurements.
They're heavy, though. And I don't like bringing them in a pocket. I always feel like my pants are going
to
fall off.
Clip it to your belt loop.
I'll clip it to my belt loop. I will refuse.
That's what I do.
To clip a tape measure to my belt loop.
They have them there.
That's like wearing a phone on your belt. I'm never doing it. Dylan, if you ever see me wearing a phone in a case on my belt, that's it. I retire.
Okay.
Okay, so Ken's got pool table. Thank you, Ken.
Yeah.
All right. The person that loves pool the most, by the way, I knew a guy a long time ago. He had a pool table instead of a dinner table.
No.
That guy loves
pool.
Yeah. Okay. And lastly, this is Jen in the move off.
Okay.
So we had a pool table. We had a Bowflex tread climber. Jen, what do you have?
I have a 9x5 sectional that I moved by myself up 6 stairs when I was 6 months pregnant and should have been on bed rest.
Why would you do this?
Because it was going to pour, and it took me just over 2 hours to get it into my house, just into the kitchen, and it torrential downpoured about an hour after I got it in.
But like a neighbor, a friend, 911.
I live in the middle of nowhere. There was no one coming to help me.
Whoa, that's
just
impressive.
You by yourself moved a sectional?
Yeah, I did. It was one of those double wide sectionals too, like those really wide ones. My husband was supposed to come home, but he actually stayed at work. He got stuck there.
He didn't want to move the sectional.
For that.
It's all right. Yeah.
God.
It's like jokes on you.
How much damage was done? Like to the couch,
none.
To the walls, to the door frame?
Oh, the door. I broke my screen door handle.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. I'll take it.
No cushion rips. It was all good.
It was all good.
That's
I couldn't move the cushions by myself.
It took me 2 hours, but I got her in there.
2 hours. Well, good for you. Okay.
2 hours.
And pregnant.
Yes, that's key. 6 months pregnant. Okay, buy yourself a sectional. That is Jen. We had Sherry, Bowflex tread climber. Robbie, we had Ken and the pool table.
Yes.
Commercial grade.
Yes.
Robbie, who do you vote for?
I have to go pool table. I just have to.
Pool table's tough.
I've been there.
That's tough, but it comes apart.
It came apart.
In three different parts, right?
Different
parts.
So it's only a third? Yeah. Okay, never mind.
Dylan. Okay, who are you going to
Prego.
Prego.
Yeah.
She has a name, Robbie.
Okay.
Her name is Jen.
Prego Jen.
Okay. Dylan?
I feel that being pregnant and doing that is silly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to endorse that with making her a winner.
Mm-hmm.
But it would have been the hardest move.
Yeah.
Because she's buyers. Yeah, you know what? No, I'm not going there. I'm going pool table.
Okay, well, I'll happily endorse Jen. Yeah. That by far is the biggest move. That's the hardest move, Jen. Congratulations.
She made it hard on herself.
What's that?
She made it hard on herself. She had to get it out of the rain. It was going to ruin the couch.
Mm-hmm. It's heroic.
She had no choice.
I don't know. I guess.
When did you have the baby? A couple hours later?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Oh, geez. Okay, all right. All right.
Congratulations, Jen.
Thank you. You won the move off.
Thanks. Love you, bye.
Love you, too. All right.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on KISS. 91.7.
Nothing gave me more anxiety. Duck, duck, goose, and pin the tail on the donkey.
I love that your anxiety started at such a young age.
Oh, my God, Mary, we're going to blindfold you now. And give you a pin, and you have to pin it near the donkey, and you don't know where it is. Get out of here.
You weren't the donkey, though.
We're all going to look at you and laugh, because you're not even close. Make fun of you.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
God, it scared the hell out of me.
Why were you scared? You were the one with the pokey thing.
I know. No, it wasn't I wasn't scared of poking myself. It was because, like, everybody...
You scared of the dark? What were you scared of?
I didn't like being the one walking around. Everybody's looking at you, telling you you're wrong. You know, so I chose this career.
Same thing happened.
I can't explain it. How the hell am I doing this when I couldn't even stand in front of one other person?
Well, because you're just in a room talking to yourself.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, because half the time Robbie's not listening. The other half, I'm not.
What?
See?
Thank you, Robbie. Appreciate that.
You got it.
All right, we'll hit him with this. And then Robbie wasn't listening. Robbie wasn't listening. He wasn't listening. He wasn't listening. He wasn't listening again. I always love when you're not listening to your job, Robbie.
Sorry, I'm just,
question, though, real quick. Now, we've talked in great detail about Duck Duck Goose and how nervous that made us and how we never wanted to be the, what did we want? We never wanted to be the goose,
no,
right?
That was my favorite
game.
That
was when the spotlight was shining on you. It was too much attention.
Yeah, that's when you got to do the race.
But the same with Pin the Tail on the Donkey, right?
So, 917-917,
did you hate Pin the Tail on the Donkey? Did it make you nervous if you got selected for Pin the Tail on the Donkey?
Why?
I don't know.
It was just fun thing. You weren't playing, you were just watching, and that always sucked.
No, you were cheering on your buddy, like, you can do this, man.
So how come you would cheer on your buddies, but everyone else called you a loser?
Yes, guys, was my fear all the time. this thin ice I tread upon in my life.
Yeah. Oh, man. So sad.
Extra week until therapy, too. Okay.
Why? It was our... Yes. Oh,
had it
gosh.
Yesterday.
I thought you were doing doubles.
Oh, I'm a psychiatrist tomorrow. You're right. Awesome.
Good.
Perfect.
Good. Right. No, I love being the center of attention.
Really?
Yeah, that's the text
and pin the tail
and
Robbie, you strike me as somebody who would have dreaded
I didn't
pin
like
the tail
it at
donkey.
All.
Yes.
I didn't like being the attention at all.
Also fun at a birthday party. Blowing out the birthday cake at a birthday party?
That was a problem.
Oh, my God. What if you didn't get one? You're a failure. You're a loser.
No, that meant you had a girlfriend
and they would make fun of you.
I had a girlfriend, Dylan, at that age.
Well, okay.
Yeah, my sisters would make fun.
You know
right?
what?
You're right, Robbie.
Your childhood really speaks a lot to the reasons you guys are the way you are.
Yeah, we might have to get into that a little more, Robbie. Do you want to do tandem therapy?
We might need it.
Okay, let's do it.
The Pepper and Dylan Show. Only on KISS.
Hi, Lisa.
Morning.
Lisa recalls fondly as my son went out last night for his first ever ride driving around with a friend.
Right.
She recalls those fond days when she was 16, driving around with her. Where were we going? Were we just going around?
Driving for no reason is one of the greatest pleasures of driving.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just listening to tunes.
Like when we were young. Yeah. But remember, at that age, though, gasoline was like gold. But we're just driving around doing nothing. We're like burning it for nothing.
It's like $5. You could scrape up $5 for gas.
Everyone would scrape up $5 that was in the car. Boom, done.
When I was working in the auto industry, Dylan, $37.9 was what I used to pump gas at.
When was that?
You were a gas jockey.
That's right.
The auto industry.
I helped keep the economy going. I was pumping fuel when I was in working in big oil, Dylan.
Okay, yes, of course.
It took like $8 to fill up my friend's Honda Civic.
Yeah, man, $20 in my old chef celebrity. Get that thing full.
Tell you, my Prius right now is 28. So.
28 for the year, too. You're super Prius.
Pretty awesome.
But what's it cost to fill up your whip, Robbie?
Close to $50.
Right? Yeah, $20, man, for the week. And you'd be laughing. You'd still have money left over for the 15-pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, it's like $120 for my husband's truck.
It's ridiculous now. But anyway, Lisa's here to say that one time they went riding around. And at least I don't want to hear this, but it's worth knowing what happened, Lisa.
Well, we were just, driving around, and what we would do is just kind of drive back from one end of town to the other, and then if you saw people, you might start chasing them. So we had people kind of chasing us, and it was a little rainy, and we took a corner, and instead of taking the corner, we ended up driving into a house.
Dylan?
Oh, that's the cat and mouse you don't want to play.
I can't kiss my son goodbye when he's going for a drive around and know he could be driving into a house at any time.
Yeah, we hit the chimney. We bounced back, like, I don't know, a good 10, 15 feet.
Was everyone okay?
Oh, yeah, everybody was okay, but nobody knew. Like, nobody in the house knew that we had hit the house, and we had broken the gas line so you could smell gas everywhere.
What are you doing?
Oh, Dylan!
No. That's dangerous.
This is just going riding around!
Yep.
Well, there was a chase involved.
All we were doing was just driving around and being dumb.
God.
That could have been so much worse.
All right. Love you.
Thank you. Very much.
I didn't need to hear that. I could handcuff him to his desk, right? Can parents do that?
Not allowed to do that.
You still can't handcuff your children in the basement?
No.
When are they going to change that rule?
Yeah, hopefully never.
A dumb rule.
No, that's not a good idea.
You're keeping them safe.
Lock him in the basement. No. Just throw some rice down every 3 days and call it a week.
This sounds
horrible. That's just awful.
Keeps him off the streets.
Yeah, it keeps him alive.
Jeez. Someone asking about the GDL license and the fact that he came in really late. Are they breaking rules?
I don't know
there?
What that is.
I don't know either.
Oh, because you're not allowed to be driving after midnight.
Are you allowed to be having somebody else in your car when they're that young?
Look, man, I don't know how it works.
Yeah, parenting win. Parenting win.
Ding, hey. Ding.
It used to be out of sight, out of mind. Now it's out of sight, on my mind all the time.
Well, okay. Let's hope he's safe.
It's the Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
We do have a problem with the chaos that is Savan's life. And he mentioned this in passing, I think, last week. And we never brought it up on the air, out of respect. But you know what? You're a big timer now. You've got a daytime shift tomorrow.
Yeah.
Savan doesn't match or fold his socks.
No.
No.
He opens his drawer, and there are just random socks in his drawer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you just grab two.
Yeah, I try and get, like, close colors, but...
And you just slide them on.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's a great way to live.
To have two different socks. A drawer full of... Now, is the drawer organized, or is it just a big drawer of just random socks?
It's just loose
It's just
socks.
Loose socks in your drawer. You slide it open, and it's just like a box of snakes. Just socks all over the place. Are his socks matching today?
No, yeah,
never
they're close. Okay. You almost got them.
Okay, so this confuses me, and not only does it confuse me, it gives me tremendous anxiety thinking of this life that Savan lives, where his socks aren't matched up.
I was thinking about this recently when doing a load of laundry, and I thought, what? Because I was folding my underwear and folding my socks.
Yes.
And I thought, how much time is going to be accumulated in my life that I have wasted folding my underwear? Because it does not matter. Why are we wasting our time with something so trivial?
Yes.
Folding our socks?
Yes.
It's laundry day.
No.
You're folding everything else. Can't you put your socks? Don't you like playing the match game? God,
I do.
Love playing that. You love it, right, Robbie? The match game's so fun. You got natural matches. You got loser rounds if you don't get a single match while you're pulling them out of the laundry basket.
See, the time you're wasting is
but it's
ridiculous.
Fun, Dylan. I give myself a cookie or a treat if I get one right and all this.
Oh, my
really
goodness.
Good. I get to have another. Every time I get a match right, I get a sip of coffee. If I get a match wrong, I don't.
It just seems ridiculous to me that this is something that we are doing.
What, folding our, matching our socks?
Yes.
It's something we've been doing for hundreds of years.
Which is so silly and a waste of time. I bet you when you're dead, you could look at on the chart of your life, and you'd have probably a full day, maybe two, of folding, probably three.
I wasted two whole days of my entire life folding socks.
Right.
So Savan's just making every minute count by not folding his socks.
I think it's smart.
So you get your laundry out of the dryer, put it in the basket, take it to your room, and just throw it in the drawer.
Yeah, all the socks go in
you
one
live
drawer.
With your girlfriend. Does she do the same?
No.
She doesn't do the same. It must drive her crazy.
She makes fun of me sometimes about it, but it's just, and Robbie was saying that it saves the elastic of the socks.
It does. If you don't, like when you roll them into balls, like I do, it stretches them
putting
out.
Putting that extra strain on the sock.
It does. It's sad.
Never thought of that. So it might be even a cost saving, not just a time saving, but a cost saving.
It's brilliant. Ever since I have worn the same thing every day, I never think about what I wear.
You're like Steve Jobs.
And I never have to do it. It's like, it just saves me so much time.
You do wear the same thing every day.
Every day.
Do you wear new the same thing every day, or is it just the same thing every day?
90% of the time, it's just the same.
Okay, so all week you've been wearing the same outfit?
Oh, these jeans have been 2 weeks. God. This shirt is on its second or third day, maybe.
You're like my son on spring break.
No, not at all. It's not gross. Like, trust me, I have a nose.
Well, you smell
I
good. Smell. Yeah, you do smell good.
Right? And if I smell, I'm like, okay, no.
You smell good. I think the soaps and fabric softeners that you use smell good.
But that's all that matters.
I guess.
True what enough. You smell is what you smell.
Okay, so there's a lot of questions here.
Go ahead.
917-917. What do we want to add? Okay, here we go. Pepper and Dylan poll. Is Savan insane? Or does it make total sense to you? That's one. By not folding his socks. Doesn't match his socks. Just a drawer full of random socks. He just grabs two every morning, puts them on. Do you do that? Is number two.
I don't even understand why we have to have different socks. I've always wondered that.
That's what someone's saying. They buy 100 pairs here on text of identical socks. No, you never have to worry about matching them.
Why wouldn't you do that?
I'm in a sock club. I get a new fun pair of socks every month. It's exciting.
It is exciting.
Yes, it's a thrill a minute. Well, a thrill a month.
Really?
Yeah.
This is what you get excited
about?
And
it lasts for a full day and a half because you get the socks, you're excited about the socks, and then you get to wear them the next day, which is equally as exciting.
Ooh. Get out and do something different with your life.
And then I guess question number three is, do you play the match game with your socks? And do you get a hell of a great thrill out of it?
Yes.
Robbie and I are nodding. We love the match game.
Yeah. Such a weird
thing
to love.
Have you never played the match game?
What's the match game?
Like, go ahead, explain it, Robbie.
Well, just like a little contest with yourself.
Yes!
I like to get, because I do all my socks separately in their own load.
I know, that's weird.
So I have like a full laundry basket of socks.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to sit there and I just like to see how quick I can do it.
Yeah. Wouldn't you like to do other things in your life?
It goes pretty quick.
Yeah, if you get good at it.
Yeah.
Right? You got to be good at it, though.
It's training. It's good for the mind.
Yeah. Remember
it's
when you were a kid and you played Memory?
It's like Sudoku.
It's like Memory, yes.
Yeah, remember when you were a kid and you'd flip the cards over and try and play Memory?
Yeah.
It's like that, but with socks.
Yeah, but I didn't even like that game then.
And you might not like this one.
That's hard.
And it gets tricky when you have like several of the same sock, hey? You got to look at them by wear patterns.
Yep.
And
exactly. Yeah.
Little detective inside of there.
It's tough, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you.
Woo! Savan, I think you're doing it right, buddy.
No way.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I think he is.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
Guess how long this stain has been on Dylan's shirt.
Oh, yeah. It's almost out.
You have worn this shirt how many straight days, Dylan?
This week?
Yeah.
This is my third, I think.
Okay. But this is a shirt you typically wear at work. If you go ahead on our Pepper and Dylan Instagram, you'll see that Dylan usually wearing the same clothes.
Yeah, I only wear like three things.
All the time. So this stain, does it predate this week? That's the one hint I'm going to ask for.
Oh, now you want hints.
Okay,
like
no, fine. I don't need a hint. Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
How long has this stain been on Dylan's shirt?
I'm going to say 6 days.
Dylan.
6 days. Ugh. You would be incorrect.
Nope, that's it.
Come on. Think logically here.
Okay. What is the stain? Thank you for playing. What is the stain, Dylan?
I remember it vividly.
Mm-hmm.
It is a stain from a hot dog. It is a mixture of both mustard and ketchup.
It's an important hint because he's been trying to lose that weight. He hasn't had a hot dog in a little while. Good morning. How long has this stain been on Dylan's shirt?
August.
August. Since August. Has it been?
Yeah. Hey, hot dog, summertime.
No,
because it snows here in August.
No, good detective work.
Listen, I'll shoot that down right now.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have been wearing a sweater in August.
Oh, good point, Robbie.
Ooh,
Dylan,
Robbie.
Do we have August?
August is incorrect.
Is it later than August?
It is. It is.
Okay.
Well, not later. I mean, it's how do I don't
later know. In the year.
Later in a year, yeah.
Yeah.
So it happened after August.
Yes. Yeah.
So good
not
morning.
That long.
Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent. We know it's a hot dog stain.
Mm-hmm.
We know it happened after August. How long has this stain been on Dylan's shirt?
I'm thinking Dylan was a hot dog for Christmas kind of guy.
Ooh.
Hot dog for Christmas, did you say?
Yes, sir.
You are correct in that I have hot dogs for Christmas.
Okay, was the stain there since Christmas?
But the stain was already there.
Oh, no.
What?
Yes, unfortunately, the stain was already there.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
It's almost out, though. Every time I wash it, it's getting less and less.
It's that powdered Tide and water. Make a little paste. Let it sit on it for a little while. Go Clean Co. They know what they're talking about.
Yeah, they do.
I know.
Good morning. How long has this stain been on Dylan's shirt? We know it was before Christmas.
I'm going to say the beginning of quarantine.
Dylan, beginning.
Whoa! Now, that's not ridiculous, but that's not the truth.
Okay, no that's not right. Thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, see ya. Hi, Kiss. It's a hot dog stain. It's before Christmas. How long has this stain been on Dylan's shirt?
I think Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Dylan, November.
Thanksgiving. I did have a hot dog.
Uh-huh.
This is not where the stain came
from. Okay.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what to do here.
I apologize to you. Yes. That was a good guess. God, I love a hot dog.
Mm.
Love a hot dog.
Can we do one more round, Dylan, and then you tell us?
Yeah, no problem.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Last guess.
Oh, okay. I was going to say 6 months.
6 months.
6 months.
It's
nope.
That would be right
That'd
around.
That'd be November.
6 months would be November?
Yeah.
No, but someone did get it.
Okay.
On text message.
Okay.
They are 100% correct on text message.
What is it?
I can't get through on phone. September long weekend hot dog stain?
It
sure was.
That's a Labor Day stain.
It sure was.
Wow.
Missed my mouth, ended up right there, licked it off
my sweater. I want to see the stain.
It's almost gone. It's right here. This little
purple. Yeah, there it is.
Got to really look for it now. Yeah, it's been there for a long time.
Wow.
I'm not getting rid of this sweater, though.
Oh, I know.
Wow. That's a battle wound is what that is. September long, you got it.
Impressive.
The Pepper and Dylan Show
on Kiss 91.7.